What is up, everybody? This is Ethan Klein coming at you with another VOD EXP, joined today by Hilla. Some people know her as Hilla. I know her as Hila, as Mom. Welcome. Today we are going to be looking at my good, dear old friend, Hassan Piker's TikTok. Now, before you click off, it's much more interesting than that. I don't know if he knows that these are public, but he has in his reposts, okay, you see what I'm doing here? Here's his videos. Here's his reposts. In here, an ungodly amount of soul-crushingly cringe thirst traps. So I think we should just dive right in here. So the best way to do this is just kind of scroll the feed itself, and I'll show you guys the ones. Now, let me give you guys an example. As I scroll here at some of the stuff he reshares. Here's the one. I dare you to watch this. I dare you to watch this. Imagine sharing this.
No.
Bro, imagine having the... First of all, there should be a certain level of self-monitoring shame that should prevent someone from sharing this. But just imagine, what are you doing, man? And then all of them, by the way, look at the user. User loves Hassan. So not only is he resharing these thirst traps, it's these super parasocially obsessed lunatic accounts.
Oh my God.
User loves Hassan. Bro, I would never get involved in something like this. By the way, who spends their whole fucking day making Hassan thirst traps? It's mental. And then he's promoting them all the time. Look at all these.
That's crazy.
Look at all these.
Crazy.
Look! Look at it!
Look at it.
End.
Here's where it started. Let's look at their first one.
No. No.
Hassan, I have no gag reflex is the description.
I do.
Let me read that for you one more time. Hassan, I have no gagging. Gag reflex. Reflux. Is that saying that they want to like deep throat him? I'm assuming.
Wait, oh my God, is that what it?
Yeah, I think, yes.
Well, yeah, that is what that is. Yeah, but.
Here's one of him in the gym, guys. Hold on. Gag reflex optional. Deep throat me, daddy. Oh, with Ms. Kiff in good company. Bro,
this is so cringe.
It's, look, they did all the work for us. Liked it 9 times. Reposted 7 times, commented 1 time. Started this year.
Wow.
They've done all this work since February. Holy fuck. So anyway, that's just one of them, right? And you say, well, okay, that's just one. Let's keep scrolling. He reshared a lot of the Hassan Superman ones. Now, he's not resharing ones being like, oh, that was so funny. It's all like, I want to fuck him. Watch. Hassan dresses up as Superman for Halloween. Didn't he also have like a really cringe moment where he compared himself to Superman?
Oh God!
Like earlier this year.
I think it was after he saw the Superman movie. He was just like, that's me.
Oh, yes,
literally reminded
did.
Me of me.
His involvement in global affairs, like his moral compass causes others to also take action, causes others who have power to also take action. He literally makes people. He springs others into action. That's the whole point. That is the I don't know. I just saw like a lot of what I've tried to do with commentary in general, which is like to influence others to also do right and to defend vulnerable people and to show by not just telling but also doing, no matter what the repercussions are.
He was watching Superman the movie and he says, that's so me.
I'm that guy. He said, I'm that guy.
That's so much like me. I mean, bro, what the... you're like Superman. You're reposting thirst traps on TikTok. I don't know. As a person, as someone who, you know, is an adult that walks through this world, just imagine sharing thirst traps about you from these deranged, like, fan accounts. Is just, it's so fucking mental, dude. It's so uncomfortable. Here's another one. My reaction when I saw Hassan as Superman. Why would you share this? Look at this. Dude, who's making these? Yes. Yeah. Psychosexually obsessed much there, Zach? Also, why are you trying to give me a seizure, bro? Oh, another Hassan fan account. Wow. How? Look at this. Hassan version fan account.
Ethan, you can't be mad that he has fan accounts.
No, they're thirst. These are like exclusively thirst trapping fan accounts that he reshares. That is not normal. Like even for like a super hot person, this type of culture of fan parasocial obsession has to be encouraged by the user. Otherwise, these people would never bother because they live for that recognition. That person you saw on the, it goes like 9 times, shared 8 times, commented 1 time. Like they're obsessed. And if he never interacted with them, which he shouldn't, by the way, he's encouraging like parasocial obsession. Do you know? You know, if Hassan ever ran into that person, he would be terrified. Rightfully so, right? But the reason these accounts persist is because they know he's there to give them attention. And that's the same reason why people still send him nudes on Snapchat, because they know he opens them.
Okay.
Mm. And even though he doesn't respond, they see Hassan viewed this and they're like, oh, he likes it. Let me send him more. Like this is just really, 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 really not well behavior. Look at all this shit. And then here, this is what I really love too. Hassan, who goes, I would never promote anti-Semitism or hate against people. I can never moderate my community to not call you a fucking baby killer. Here he is sharing content crash out. And this is timely because we know what a degenerate fucking psychotic freak this dude is and the community that he fosters. Why would he reshare this?
That is crazy. Now the other stuff is like cringe, you know? I mean, that's not the worst offense, being cringe. But this is way worse to me.
This is like, can you imagine if I was resharing stuff on TikTok like terrorist Hassan did 9/11 or some shit like that? Hassan wants to kill Americans, fucking fan account, and then sharing that? Do you know how quickly I would get eaten alive?
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. That's fucking depraved. Anyway, let's see what he shared.
All the thumbnails.
Starting to believe that there's a harassment campaign against him.
What are you doing right now? You fool. You are... Reasonable criticism is not harassment. Sure. Yep. Like saying Ela said that babies are terrorists and then shows a clip of Ela sitting there quietly.
Ela, on the other hand, has made comments deemed even more insensitive, like calling toddlers terrorists.
Rudy was saying that Palestinians are taught at 2 years old to kill Americans.
And the Palestinians are taught to kill us at 2 years old.
Jeez. That's pretty spicy.
Yeah.
Do we have that one?
Like
that
one?
What do you mean? I mean.
So you said she called terrorists. She said called babies terrorists. I didn't see that.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's fair.
Oh my God.
This page. By the way, again, this is the video he shared.
My God.
It's Ela with a weapon from army. Me in front of a Palestinian flag. God knows what that is. Pedo troll stuff. These are their pinned ones, right? Like, obviously, like, even just on this Snapchat alone, it's fucking deranged.
In the state of where the climate is today, to have that one pinned of me holding a gun from my training when I was 18 years old is crazy. This 20 years ago. It is mind-blowing. This is from my training.
Yeah, this is basic training, which you did for 2 weeks.
Yes, it's just basic training. I was a secretary. Everybody does basic training. I don't know anything about guns nowadays. I don't remember anything.
This is part of what's super nefarious.
Not what I am. Like they do it on purpose to create this image of me today.
Yes,
and
he participates. That's my point that I want you guys to understand. He doesn't just participate. He's the fucking pillar of this entire shit. They follow his lead. And when he shares shit like this, they fucking notice. He's giving the cosign, like, yep, Ela's a fucking militant baby killer.
Valid target.
Valid military target. His own words,
His
guys.
Own words. I'm a valid target.
It is perfectly legal, perfectly valid, and perfectly moral. Okay? 100%. This is not like a black and... This is not a gray area. This is black and white. Okay? It doesn't get more black and white than this. Israel is in the wrong. Israel is actually engaging in an apartheid, which is a crime in and of itself. Israel's doing a genocide in Gaza and an apartheid in the West Bank. Two crimes in and of itself. And every type of armed resistance against both the settlers and also the Israeli occupying force in the West Bank. Doesn't matter if it's your favorite podcaster's like wife that participated in these raids.
And there's not a single video, not a single one about anything other than me. These are all 100% about me.
And I mean,
that's fucking nuts, dude.
It's me.
This is like a deranged, psychotic fucking hate account.
You can only imagine what goes on in the comments.
Look at this one, man. It says, just a girl that draws attractive guys because I have free will. Okay? Okay. Here is what he's sharing.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Nobody should ever have the capacity to share like something like this about themselves. It just should be a skip automatically. All right, we found another one here. Ready? All black. Okay, what is this? Because I ain't got time to match. I mean, dude.
He's so cool.
He is not. No, he is not. This is like the zero negative aura type of fucking behavior.
Yep.
I mean, holy fuck. Anyway, that's pretty good. Pretty good. We love that one. Here's another one, guys. This is another one he shared. Let's get it going, y'all. Dude, this is unacceptable.
Always taking off his shirt. Stop.
It's just...
We get it.
Let's see here. Yes, he's so cool and shirtless and hot. Let's share this one again and again and again and again. Yo, I'm so sorry. But this is the most Rizzless. He's the, you know the Rizzler? He's the Rizzless.
Ooh.
Yeah, torn apart, bro. Here's another one, guys. We've another Hassan thirst trap has hit the timeline, folks.
What if someone made like a watch thirst trap for you? Then would you share it?
That'd be cool because
not the same though. That would be for the watch people.
Would I reshare that even? I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe, probably not. Yeah. Keep it moving. Here's another one, guys. Well, the thirst trap has hit the timeline.
That is so many.
I'm not even back that far. I'm back like 2 months.
That is crazy.
Yes.
I thought we were like a year past now.
No, this has been like a month or two. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Like Hassan is trying to tell us something. You don't want to listen. He's trying to tell you guys, I am a fucking narcissistic psychopath. Just look at my reshares. It's so obvious.
But I lived, bro. Have you seen my abs?
I have, because you keep resharing fucking videos of you. Here's another one. This is not him naked at least. It is definitely a thirst trap though. Yeah, look how cool and sick. He just gets prettier and prettier every year. It's so unfair. Emma, I hope your pillow is always cold. Keep doing the Lord's work. People in here always say, I hate when they know it, but I don't know. I'm kind of liking that he knows it. Guys, please.
Alert!
Is this the one I just watched or is this a different one?
Looks like a different one.
So he did two thirst traps of the same event. So he did this one, and then here's another one.
Oh my god.
From the same event that he reshared either the same day or one day apart. By a different account. It pisses me off that I will never have him. 4,000 likes. It makes me physically sick that I'll never be able to ride that.
Oh my god, stop it.
Dude, these are like...
Girls.
How?
Can we all get it together?
No, apparently not.
There are better guys out there you could look out to. Please.
So that's two from the same event, guys. Oh, here's another message just for Hassan Piker. These interest me. Let's see.
Okay, this
it interests me because he's such a rat for sharing it, bro. These people trusted you.
For Hassan Piker, you need to stop. You have to stop because my girlfriend, my girlfriend will not stop sending me thirst traps of you.
Oh no, he's converting the lesbians.
Why are you doing that to
yourself? This is out of control. He's coming for your girlfriends, ladies.
That's so embarrassing.
Here's another thirst trap, guys. This is just like a few days later.
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
He's really feeling himself in the month of October. Well, actually, no. What? That was. This is from October. That's barely.
We're only 1 month.
We're only away? 1 month back. I thought we were.
What?
I thought we were further back. October 2nd.
No.
We are not barely 1 month back. Wait, everything I've shown you has happened in the span of 1 month.
No.
Oh, not this one is fascinating. Wait, let the audio run. It starts with Ben Shapiro, and they're like, shh, silence. Ugly Jew.
They're jackass. Gallivants around. In muscle t-shirts.
Silence, Jew boy. Oh, they literally even hit him with the mute mic. Time to sit down and watch. Yeah. How self-obsessed do you have to be to share this? That's deranged. Moving right along. We're doing great. Oh, here's one with me. Okay, let's see.
Combined thirst trap?
You claim I'm obsessed with you. That's part of the narrative, right? I
mean, this is a fascinating angle. Let's see where this goes.
That's not just me claiming that, Ethan. I think at this point, a lot of people see it, right? On your
I wonder why. Fucking your reshares.
Why
your,
are you resharing this?
Instagram stories, not including clips, since January 31st, 2025. You have mentioned me 110...
What's fascinating about this clip is... One, he says I shared it 110 times. We confirmed later on in this same conversation that it was like 50 times. And by the way, if you share his TikToks and his Instagram shares and posts about me, it's like hundreds.
But it's also more like tweets, the way you use your stories. It's how you...
That's what I'm saying. If you share all of his stuff together, it's hundreds, significantly more than mine. But okay, sure. I'm obsessed with you. But what's interesting is this information was passed to him on stream, you see it, by someone named Chris CPS. Clearly a snarker who thinks it's funny that CPS came to interrogate our children. So Hassan is associating with someone like that. And then, best of all, because 110 is completely fabricated, it has no basis in reality, it has to be a Nazi dog whistle. 110 is a well-known Nazi dog whistle that was even done by our friend
Dating and Money 101.
109. The Jew... They say the Jews have been kicked out of 109 countries, and let's make America 110. Bro. So Hassan sharing this. Who's Chris CPS, Hassan? I still would love to know.
He's a great guy.
He's someone who works at CPS named Chris. Super great guy. He cares about children.
Yeah.
Hey, about
social
me,
worker.
9 stories per week. It's shocking.
And this is it. He's just lying. He just lies. And then reshares this.
You, it seems.
Sure, yeah. But this somehow, this isn't a...
Costly. When are we in agreement?
Then they cut it together to make it look like I'm stuttering on my words, when clearly that's not at all what happened.
And this is from October?
This is October 1st.
Why is he still obsessing with that? Talk about being obsessed.
Yes. This is why this whole resharing thing is so fascinating. It's a glimpse into his mind.
When was the debate?
God knows, 6 months ago by now? I have no idea. It's been
so
several months.
Still resharing this point in October. Also, it's a point that has been already disproven, like same day.
Same day, in the same conversation.
You're showing that you got trolled by an anti-Semitic troll.
But he's participating in this web of like snarker obsessed haters. And he's resharing, he's commenting, he's liking. He's signaling to them, hey, this is good, keep doing it.
Yeah.
This is all, by the way, in October. Spooky month going on there.
I can't believe this is 1 month's worth.
Oh, here's one. This is a good one. So, And again, these actually have quite a few engagement. This is 100,000 likes and a million views. And we're still in September, okay? So we're just a month and a half back. Dude, imagine putting yourself on video. That's crazy. He's stunning. He's perfect is the description.
I can't believe that he would reshare something like that. It's just
the search so being Hassan Piker in bathtub is insane. That's true. That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Hassan Piker edits are top tier, babes. This is what I'm saying. There's a whole fucking industry around Hassan Piker edits.
Also, there's also his algorithm now. Mm-hmm. It's like edits of himself. It's so
you
odd.
Know when he scrolls TikTok, he's getting videos of his own thirst traps. And he's liking it.
Yeah,
he's
engaging. Probably nonstop.
And that, I'm just imagining you open TikTok and that's what you need to see every day to feel good.
Oh my God.
All I need is one night and a hair tie, raw and older. Ew.
Stop it.
What is wrong with you? Welcome to the club, girl. I'm obsessed with him. And Luigi and Jack Schloss. I don't know who that is, but I know who Luigi is, the guy who fucking assassinated the healthcare president. Okay, we love them. We love violent revolutionaries.
Yeah.
Who are also hot as fuck. There's so many guys. I honestly could like go forever. I mean, here's another one of me, by the way. Here's Chris Kunzler's one. Look at this. Look at that thumbnail, bro. I'm gonna die. This is still, we're still in September, folks. We're still in September.
Oh, God.
Bro, I would, if I was you, I was trying to forget that fit.
He's so cool.
Holding the poop emoji, dog, for real. Seriously, we're going back.
That shirt is one of my favorites. I love the meme where,
dude,
it's like he's got a jacket on, and then the meme is like you can't tell if he's for it or
against
it.
Yeah, it's so funny. But like, if you want to talk about performative male final boss, dude, you can't wear that shirt. You can't. Like, the only reason to walk around in this shirt is to try to get laid. Like, yeah, it's me, final boss, performative male final boss who wants to get in line. You can't do that.
It's like that Lonely Island song, like, slavery, knock it off. Racism, knock it off.
Dude, literally, because read what the shit that the shirt says. It's shit that nobody supports. Racism, hell no. Bigotry, nice try. Or to even find a shirt like that, Hot Topic or something. Patriarchy? I don't think so. White supremacy? Not in my life. Oppression? Intolerance? Never. Unless it's a little Jew boy named Ethan that I'm going to repost all that shit. Crazy business. We love it. We do. We do. Yeah, I mean, you guys can kind of dig into this on your own because it is just constant. Here's a thirst trap of him eating a pastry in Japan. Rare aesthetic. Hassan eating snacks in Japan. And the account is demonstrably Hassan from, you guessed it, September. You guys kind of get the point here. It's a combination of hate videos on me and thirst traps nonstop, man. Nonstop. It's endlessly fascinating. So yeah, I would recommend people kind of just dig into this and see what's going on here, you know? Oh, this is one I saw. This has 1.6 million likes. What's this one?
May this video never find Hassan Piker. Or maybe it can. I mean, I'm not complaining. Actually, but that one stream where he's wearing the Pepsi top. Oh my God.
Girl, have some dignity. I have fear of being bullied by him low key.
Have some conviction.
Girl, I don't know if you read his shirt, but he is against intolerance and especially the patriarchy. So he would never do anything like that. Cut him. Here, this is one he reposted. I genuinely feel every time Hassan flirts with cutie Cinderella. Oh! He retweeted this one of a fan obsessing over his supposed on-screen romance with his friend cutie Cinderella. This one crosses a line. You can turn on the audio for this one, Zach, I think.
If it's what you truly want.
So it says, I genuinely feel every time Hassan flirts with cutie Cinderella.
I can wear her skin over mine. Her hair over mine. Her hands as gloves. Her teeth.
Do you think that's regular stuff to reshare?
That's unhinged.
Like, obviously the video itself is weird enough. But it's... Why is he retweeting a conspiracy about him flirting with his friend who's in a relationship with his other friend?
Well, they're not friends, him and Ludwig.
I guess, yeah, maybe not anymore. No, but this, still, but
it'll
this
be
is
like
from,
if I had that about somebody in this office, like you'll everyone would think I'm weird.
Yes. It's deranged, bro. It would make us very uncomfortable. It would,
it's absolutely crossing a line.
Well, and this is from July. This is from the end of July. So this is pre-dog drama.
Yeah.
This one's from yesterday. He apparently flexes his meat pics. Huh?
We've got you on Breakthrough News again. You've been a famous fixture in this election campaign.
I know.
How many new followers have you gotten because of Andrew Cuomo?
I don't know, but all the grandparents that are furiously Googling Hassan Piker 9/11, I hope you saw all my meat pics. I posted it for you, Grandma. All the grandma.
What? What's meat pics?
You know what a meat pick is. Joe Rogan knows what a meat pick is. He sends him into a tizzy every time.
A dick in briefs.
I was holding onto it for dear life. I was like, please, something good.
There's a clip of him trying to get into the Zohran after party, and they're like, you're not on the list. And he says to them, okay, but I have 70,000 people watching right now. He tried to big shot them into getting into the VIP section.
I do not have you for the upstairs.
Okay.
Okay. Can I see your ticket tape?
Oh, I'm staff. Okay.
You're.
So we can't go upstairs.
I do not. But if are you? Do you have this for spare? I can also just check. Chat.
Well,
so
I thought Moon Brothers moved upstairs, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
But I can double check and just make sure
upstairs,
on my
just
end.
More seating area.
Yeah, I just wanted a drink. I'm good.
I don't care if I go up. I just wanted a drink.
But there's 72,000 people watching.
Oh, great.
72,000 people watching. Just so you guys know, I'm kind of a big deal. Bro does think he's part of the team. This dude says he doesn't want anything to do with you on stage, brother.
People watching.
Oh, great.
Hassan thinks he won. They won't even let his ass upstairs. Here's one more. We'll end on it again. We've gone back 2 months, okay? So God knows what else is buried in there.
You know.
Take it off now!
What is that?
And remember how his fucking avatar on Twitter was his armpit hair for a long time until I made fun of him for it, and then he had to change it? Listen, you guys can idolize this guy if you want, but he electrocutes his dog. He's retweeting theories that he has a romance with his podcast co-star. He is talking about how I'm obsessed while sharing deranged snarker obsession videos about me. He's so self-obsessed and narcissistic. How can anybody self-respectingly fucking admire this guy? I don't know, guys.
But Hassan is my BTS. Well, BTS was my BTS, but BTS is currently brewing up some stuff post-military, and they've been MIA for a minute. But Hassan, something about him, like... I found Hassan on Twitter when he was yapping it up on the Young Turks and saying some controversial shit, and I heard that at 15 years old, and I was like, he's making some good points, and he's fine as hell, so let me go follow him. I'm 20...
Was that before or after you said old enough to count, old enough to mount? Because that seems like about the same era.
5 years old now. I'm 25 years old, and the hold that this man has on me is actually crazy. Like, there have been times where he's...
Why would you share this?
And I took a step back, but I can't even really
it's
remember
so
what
weird.
Those were about.
She's like, I am so obsessed. It's a problem. I can't stop thinking about him. I tried stepping away from it, but I can't. He's like, let's reshare this. This is good.
And huh? I've always found my way back. No, like, there's something so parasocial about the way I feel about Hassan. Like, I saw him on that podcast with the I Had It ladies. I don't even actively keep up.
She's like, I have an unhealthy parasocial relationship with Hassan. Share.
With him. Like, I just see clips of him online. Like, back in the day, I used to have notifications on for his Twitter. Like, that's how in deep we were. That's before he even started streaming. But, like, now I just see clips of him here and there. Like, I saw a clip of him with the libbed out women, the I Had It ladies. And one of them was, like, just fangirling about his workouts and thirst traps. And I was like, shit, me too. Like, me too. Like,
if you're so special. You're the only one, girl. You have this unique taste in this special guy. You're so special. Anyway, like I said, I could be here for 24 hours doing this. It's literally endless. We only went back 2 months, not even two full months. But to close it out, actually, I saw a video from friend of the show, girl with a microphone, who hit 10,000 subbies. So congratulations to her on that. But she made she posted a TikTok addressing these women who are throwing their fucking selves on the train track for Hassan. And I thought it was very good.
To watch all of these women jumping on grenades to save Hassan instead of their own careers? Yes. I wish there were some more men who were dumb enough to defame Ethan, because what you're doing is you're making yourself just look like a puppet of a man, which is just so gross. Like, you're lying about financial crimes. To what end are you doing this? No one in Gaza is safer. Ethan is not more guilty. Now you're getting harassed because you didn't go far enough for these people that you're trying to cape for, and you're making yourself look like a hack. This internalized misogyny of throwing away your credibility just to be in Hassan's shadow, a man's shadow? Get the fuck out of here, girls. Just lining up to jump on grenades. You are sacrificing your own integrity to do that. Do you think
I love her. She's the best. Yeah, she said it great, and it's true. So anyway, that's all I got to say on this topic. Thanks for watching, everybody. And we'll see you next time.